The city of Irvine has roughly 400 miles of streets, the distance of which is the equivalent of driving from Irvine to San Francisco. Overseeing the thousands of drivers making their way home or to work are engineers with the city's iTRAC system, which stands for the Irvine Traffic Research and Control Center. Nestled in a quiet room inside City Hall, the Traffic Control Center has 20 TV screens on a wall where engineers direct traffic around accidents, construction zones, busy intersections, and whatever else that might pop up. Irvine's manager of engineering, Jackie Scott, says they're able to track all the cars and trucks thanks to cameras on traffic lights.
We have 337 traffic signals in the city of Irvine. Approximately half of those have cameras on them, so we can switch between intersections around the city just depending on what we need to look at.
The system's been in use for about 20 years. Anaheim and Santa Ana have their own. During peak hours from 6:30 a.m. until 7 p.m., there are three people watching traffic flow in Irvine, among them Caprice, who says it takes just minutes to get traffic moving around problems.
About 5 to 10 minutes to get ready everything and respond to that.
The traffic flow is tweaked as needed throughout the day, and drivers can expect to spend anywhere from 1 to 2 minutes at a stoplight. Meantime, as for the busiest streets in Irvine each day.
Jamboree, with almost 70,000 cars at the 405 freeway, followed by Bake Parkway at the I-5 freeway of nearly 70,000 cars a day. Culver has approximately 40,000 vehicles a day, or 50,000 near the 405 freeway, and 47,000 vehicles per day on Jeffrey near the 405 freeway.
And while traffic is monitored every minute, a comprehensive study is done every year to make sure the entire system is in sync with traffic needs. In Irvine, Ed Mertz, KNX 1070 on your corner.